I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Students at Parkland School in Florida return for the first classes held since the mass shooting 2 weeks ago. Released just a few days before the attack, President Trump's budget proposal had called for cutting millions in funding to school safety programs like violence prevention and school counselors. Now state and federal officials have called for expanding these programs. Marketplace's Ryan Kailoth has more.
I reached Mark Barden on the road.
I'm in Washington for the press conference today, but I live in Sandy Hook, Connecticut with my wife and surviving children.
Barden's the founder of Sandy Hook Promise, which works to protect kids from guns. That press conference was for the Stop School Violence Act, a bipartisan bill in the U.S. House. It would expand funding nationwide for programs like Sandy Hook Promise, which trains students and teachers how to identify and report early warning signs of violence.
We've already stopped school shootings with kids following this model. We've already prevented suicides.
A similar Senate bill is expected later this week, which would add money for school security equipment like fences, cameras, and fortified entranceways.
But the best line of defense is a well-trained, highly alert staff and student body in what's beyond those fortified entranceways.
That's school safety consultant Ken Trump.
No relation to the president.
His analyses show most incidents involve failures not of security products and hardware, but of people and procedures. He says people like to buy things that are tangible, but the best security is often invisible. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailoth for Marketplace.